occupational therapist and a certified aging in place specialist. And this is the Home Designs for Life podcast, your resource for aging in place and universal design. For more resources on aging in place, please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. There you will find my blog and more valuable information on how you can age in place and create a home for life. Hello, everyone, and thank you for being with me today. Today, our guest is Esther Kane. She is the creator of SeniorSafetyAdvice.com, which is a very successful website that educates caregivers and older adults on all things related to aging, aging in place. Her website has about 135,000 visitors every month, which is just outstanding, Esther. And I'll just tell you a little bit about Esther. Esther is a retired occupational therapist, and she started a second career about 20 years ago in online marketing, became an expert on search engine optimization. And I was very lucky to have met her right about a year ago.
I think so.
So Esther, before you keep talking and I don't say who you are, Esther, introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Esther Kane, and as Janet said, yes, I'm a retired occupational therapist. I specialized in working in geriatrics, mostly neurologically impaired, you know, like strokes and Alzheimer's, dementia, and everything having to do with that. I did that for many years. And when I did retire, yes, I went into internet marketing and have been doing that ever since. Now that I'm a senior myself, I wanted to do something in my retirement years. So I started blogging, and that's where Senior Safety Advice came in. It's a great way for me to basically meld the two skills that I have, which is anything, you know, senior care, information for caregivers of seniors, as well as the internet marketing aspect. So when my friends say, Esther, when are you going to retire? I tell them, I am retired. This is it. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. So Janet and I met about a year ago or so. And she does this amazing podcast. And she was just starting her business in CAPS certification. And so I helped her a bit with her website. And don't you know it, she's outranking me even on some articles. So I guess I taught her a little too well, I think. So we decided that it would be awesome for us to work together. And here we are.
Yes. And so this is why I invited Esther on my podcast today, because Esther and I have started a business together that is focused on online marketing, specifically helping people who want to start a business in the aging in place sector, and you don't have to be CAPS certified. You know, this is anyone that provides services to people to help them age in place, or perhaps, you know, people that are interested in home modifications because they have a disability, or because they're passionate about putting universal design features in their home. And so we've created a business to help professionals basically get their business off the ground, right? And we all know how important online marketing is and how you have to have a presence on the internet, how you have to have a website and a website that actually functions so that users can go to your website and learn about your services and products and hire you. And that was really the most challenging part of my initial business startup, especially because I started my business in 2020, when COVID was full force and I could not go to hospitals to market my services. I could not go to doctor's office to market my services. And so I had to rely on online marketing in order to get the word out about my business. And it was so challenging. It was so hard to find information in one place. And it was so hard to learn that information as well, because it really online marketing is a different language. And, you know, myself having an occupational therapy background, I didn't speak that language at all. No, my husband didn't either. None of my friends did either. And so no one could help me. I learned, you know, a fair bit on my own, really struggling until I met Esther a year ago, and Esther just helped me tremendously. And I think she is, I have her to thank for having a successful business as an aging in place consultant.
Well, welcome.
Esther, let's tell people, first, let's tell them the name of our business, which is AIPMarketingTools.com. AIP stands for Aging in Place Marketing Tools. And we provide several services. And we made it a point to make all of these services affordable, because I know personally, and so does Esther, how hard it is to get a business off the ground, especially when you are by yourself. And, if you can't rely on financial funds, then how do you do it, right? And so we believe everyone should have an opportunity to be able to have a fighting chance. So we have created several products. The first one of our products is being able to provide website development for customers. So Esther, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, we initially created three separate packages that we offer, but we decided since then that we can start creating offering the services a la carte. But the reality is, you know, with any business, I've been doing internet marketing for so long for small businesses. And the one mistake I see a lot of small businesses do is that they put too much money into, the things that they buy before they start making enough income. So they'll spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on something, not knowing 100% for sure that their little widget or service or whatever that they're selling will actually work. So it's important to be able to scale down and just get the items that you need as you need them. Of course, if you can afford the whole shebang, that's great. But because eventually you do need the whole shebang in order to be successful. Online, because it's not easy. You know, the old commercials of you build a website and people start rushing to the phone to call you, that doesn't happen. I don't know that it ever did. But it takes several months to get seen online. So we have these services. Some of them are offered a la carte, and then we have the packages. And basically, what they entail are a website design. We have three templates to choose from. And when you choose the website design, and you get a website, but the website comes with a home page, an about us page, a contact page with a working form for people to fill out to contact you, a product and services page, a page for your blog, you know, where you can start putting in articles to start getting traffic to your website. privacy policy, disclaimer, testimonial, FAQ, and more. And the idea is that you're not just given a blank template to work on, you're given a complete website so that you can start, you know, publishing that website right away. At the same time, you know, in addition to that, once you get that, if you wanted to learn to use the website, then, you know, we offer training for that as well. All the websites that we create are on WordPress platform. If you haven't heard of that, it's just a platform of where you can create and publish your website from. It's the easiest, well, I'm not going to say it's the easiest format to use. There are some easier ones, but as far as marketing goes, as far as Google and Bing and any other search engine, WordPress is the platform to use so that you can optimize your website for, you know, for the search engines to be found. At the end of the day, there's no sense in creating a website if it's not going to be found by Google or, you know, or anything on the internet. It's just a wasted billboard, basically. So in addition to the website itself, we also are creating video tutorials.
Let me stop you, Esther.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, because for like myself, you know, when I wasn't educated on this whole process, you know, what you, everything you're saying sounded like Chinese.
So, Sorry.
I just want to go back before you move to the tutorials and the additional products that we're creating. You were mentioning the website that we offer the About Us page, which all of us are familiar with that. You know, we've been visiting websites for many years, right? So we know that, you know, there's always a homepage, an About Us page. There's the contact page. Which, like Esther said, we create professional forms so that they work well, right? So that when someone fills out that contact page and they put in their name and their phone number, it actually gets to you.
Right.
yes. Which I learned the hard way that that doesn't just happen if the form isn't created correctly. Apart from that, there are steps, you know, that you have to take prior to that, you know, which is choosing your domain name. And that's something that you can do on your own, right? Most people, they already have a business name that they are thinking of. And, you know, you can use a platform like GoDaddy. What are some other platforms, Esther?
There's a lot of them, but I recommend that everyone use GoDaddy. It's the easiest one. Not the easiest one. It's the most reliable one. Because a domain company can, like any other company, go out of business. And if that's the case, then you lose the name. So I would recommend to do GoDaddy. It's been around forever. Just don't buy anything else from GoDaddy. Just buy the domain name.
Okay. And then along with that, you know, there are all these caveats on, you know, the cost and having a .com versus a .life or a .net. And so I just want to tell our listeners or whoever's interested in hiring us to create their website is that we can help you throughout that process for a fee. And so you're not alone. So if you want to hire us, we'd be more than happy to help you. Our fee is very reasonable. For $100, we will do a Zoom call and go through that whole process with you. Go on GoDaddy, go through the running list of possible names and help you choose the best name for your business that you can afford. Because remember, you are going to be buying this URL for a 2-year period, because if you only purchase it for a 1-year period, Google will not index your website.
Less likely to,
Less likely to, right. So So if you need that guidance, we're here to guide you. And then the second part to that is that once you buy a domain name and you start creating a website, you're going to have a place where that website lives. Okay. And personally, Esther and I use siteground.com, but there are other hosting companies, but basically your website does have to live somewhere and we need to connect it and change the, why don't you explain that, the record names, Esther?
Yeah, the DNS number. Yeah. Basically, when you buy the domain name, you're buying it at one company, GoDaddy. And they offer hosting, but they're not a hosting company. So when you set up the hosting at a place like SiteGround or HostGator or, you know, any other, I like SiteGround because they're secure and their service is excellent and their prices are very good. Anyway, so once you do that, then you have to connect so that when someone types in your domain, www.abc.com, whatever, GoDaddy knows to send people to where the website is sitting at SiteGround. It's just like putting in an address saying, this is where you go when you type in this name. And that's set up. But we set that up for you. You don't have to know to do all of that.
If you're struggling with that area, which I did when I initially started my website, it took me days to figure it out. Then you, you know, again, the fee is $100. We can help you. We'll get that set up in minutes. Those are the two very important things before you can actually start creating the website. And so then, we create the website. Not only do you get those basic pages that everyone's familiar with, the homepage, the About Us page, contact us page, where we create the form and we will ask information that you specifically want from your customers. And if you sell any products or services, we'll create that page, right? This testimonials page, if you have done work with other people, we can have a frequently asked questions page. And then also, we will create an article and put it in your blog or research page. Okay. And that comes with the fee of creating the website. And then also we will write in the privacy policy in terms of services and also make your website accessible for someone who has a disability with reading or any kind of sensory disability so that they can interact with your website.
Right. Also, we'll use your logo. Obviously, we don't make one up. You know, we will use your logo and then customize the colors of the website to that logo.
Yes. And if you do not feel comfortable creating a logo, we can also help you with that process. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, for an additional fee, but we will help you create the logo and integrate that into your website. And then the colors of that logo will be the color scheme for your website. And then after all is said and done, then we will connect your website to Google Analytics and Google Console. And so, Esther, why don't you tell
us? The purpose of having those two programs, which don't cost anything, the purpose of having those on there is so that you can monitor, you can see what pages are being seen by visitors, what keyword phrases they're typing in to find you. You know, you may find that people are searching for something on your website that you're not yet, that you haven't thought about putting on there. So that's a great way to find new content. But you want to monitor the website to see how it's working, because it's not a static billboard. It's a breathing, living thing that is being interacted upon every day, all day, 24/7. So you want to see, you know, are there any pages that aren't being shown? Why aren't they being shown? You know, is there something wrong with them? You go back in and edit it and fix it and make changes. You're constantly making changes to the site in order to not only get it ranked on Google, but to also make it easier for your users. You may find that, you know, you don't have enough images on your pages, or you have too many, or, you know, visitors are coming onto a page and then leaving right away. Why aren't they scrolling down and reading? All of these kinds of things you want to look at. It's just like any advertising campaign. The benefit is that with an advertising company, once they put out an advertising campaign, that's it. It's done. They can't go in and edit it and change it. But with a website, the beauty is you can constantly change it and edit to make it better. So that's the purpose of having those two great tools, which don't cost a thing.
Yeah, they're completely free. You just have to connect your website to them.
Right.
And one thing that Esther taught me that has just been invaluable for me is that on Google Search Console, every time I write a new article, I can put that URL for that article that I wrote in Google Search Console, and it will search to see if it has been indexed by Google. And of course, if I just wrote the article, I know that it hasn't, right? And so I can then, it will tell me, no, this has not been indexed by Google. And then I can request for it to be indexed by Google. Right. And I do that with every article that I write. As soon as I publish it, I put that URL into Google Console. I ask Google to index it. And by the next morning, it's already been indexed.
Right.
Instead of waiting 3 months for Google, for the Google bots to go through my website and index my article. And then let's say I forgot to do that process. I can just go to any URL on my website, put that URL in, and see if it is being indexed by Google. Like for a long time, I can tell you, Esther, that my services page, most of those pages under the services tab were not being indexed.
Mm.
And I had to request multiple times for them to be indexed by Google. And finally, they were.
Right.
But if I hadn't had that tool, I would have never known that Google wasn't indexing them. And if Google does not index a page in your website, it does not exist.
Right. It doesn't show up. Just because you write a page on your website doesn't mean that it gets into Google's, search results. So you spent all that time and energy creating that content, writing that information, but now it's not even being shown. Obviously, if somebody comes to your website via another page, then yes, they may go to it. But the point is that Google isn't showing it up. So,
and what Esther means is, in plain language, that if someone types in a Google search box, how to make a small bathroom accessible for an older person, and let's say you wrote an article about that, okay, a great article about that topic. If that article has not been indexed by Google, Google will never serve up that content.
Right, because it's not there. It's not in
it's
there.
Not there.
It's not there. Right.
I think if you explain it in the terms of a library, I like your little explanation.
Yeah, right. Because when you think of, well, a library or a bookstore, you know, just because you wrote the book, it doesn't mean that it's in the library or that it's on the shelf in the bookstore. So you have to physically go in and put it on that shelf. And that's how it is with Google. You have to, you know, unless you have an extremely successful website, if that's the case, then Google is coming to your website and scanning it all day long. But that takes several years you know, for that to happen usually. So you want to use these tools to manually request, say, hey, Google, here's a flag. Here's my page. Put it up. So,
yes. And yeah. So I use that tool all the time.
I'm glad it helped.
Esther. So I think now it's safe to move on to the other products that we are creating. So here, I'm going to go visit our website, which is AIPmarketingtools.com. And so let's talk a little bit about content marketing.
Right. So the majority of reasons that the main reason that people go to the internet is to for information, you know, a how-to or just information about whatever. So the way that information is presented is two ways. It's either video or content or both. So content marketing is about writing an answer to the question or the problem that your target audience is having. And that's in an article format. So if you've gone to the internet and if you've typed in a question or anything, the majority of the time, what you're probably looking at is what someone wrote for you, you know, to answer that question. And Google says, yes, this is a great answer to this question. So content marketing is a little bit involved. It requires finding the keywords or the phrases, the questions that people are typing in, and then writing an article in a specific way to answer that question. And it just continuously doing that. So that's where the blogging, that's where the articles come in, and that's where the content on your website comes in. So we offer tutorials on how to do that.
And tell us a little bit more about writing, because I know, you know, that and myself, this is true for myself, especially running a business, you know, that I was thinking, well, I don't have time to write. I don't have time,
right.
You know, spend hours writing it. It'll take me, you know, 5 hours to create a, you know, maybe 700 page article. So tell us.
700 word article, right. Yeah, not page, word, right. You're right.
Oh, sorry, word article.
That's okay. Some of the pictures would be amazing in 5 hours. That would be hilarious. But yes, it's true. I mean, when I started, you know, years, I've been doing this a very long time, and I write a lot of articles for clients. And yes, it will take 2, 3, 5 hours, depending on the topic. But nowadays, everyone is so fortunate because there are programs, there are AI programs like ChatGPT and Claude and Jasper and Phrase. And these
Bard.
And these programs will literally they're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. And the fact that they can help you create an outline, they can help you, you know, format your article. And it's a little scary sometimes to just put something in and have it come out in such a beautifully written way. But of course, you know, like anything else, you have to know how to use them.
Yeah.
You have to know what to say to them in order to get what you want. But I think we've done a pretty good job of creating the right content to put in them in order to get really very useful articles. And yeah, you can't just write an article with these programs and then, you know, c'est la vie, publish it. You have to review it. You have to edit it. But that's a lot easier and a lot less time consuming than sitting down with a blank piece of paper and starting from nothing. So everyone is very fortunate these days that they didn't have to go through what I went through. Spending hours and hours and hours writing articles and researching. So
yes. And you still do have to do some research.
Of course.
But it is just way easier than, because when I started my website, I was writing articles from scratch. And right. I was only producing one article per month because I did not have time to dedicate more time to writing, because it took me time to first figure out what I was going to write about, then doing research about it, writing my outline, developing the article. And I am a good writer, thankfully. And so that made the process easier for me. But I can't imagine, you know, for people that are not naturally good writers,
right,
to have to embark on this journey. But these AI writing tools, like Esther taught me how to use Jasper AI. She taught me how to use Rank IQ, which is not an AI writing tool, but it does give you, it gives you ideas of keywords and phrases that you need to include into your article. She taught me how to use ChatGPT. I've learned how to use Bard, which is the Google AI writing tool, on my own. But just so many tools that can really enhance what you're trying to do and make it that much easier for you to succeed and produce content at a much faster rate.
Right, exactly. And they're really not that difficult to use. It's just like anything else. Once you start using them, it becomes easier and easier. And at some point, it becomes almost addictive.
Yes.
Yes. It's hard to not use them anymore.
And I've taught friends, Esther, I want to tell you, you know, our friend Melissa, she's a nurse practitioner, and she has her own business. She does Botox and she does filler and, you know, things that people want. Right. And she has a social media on Instagram. Oh, and by the way, Melissa Kemp, I don't know if you know this, Esther, she was Mrs. Georgia.
Oh, yes. That's why I felt so intimidated being around her. She's so beautiful.
Our friend Melissa Kemp is gorgeous.
Yes.
And she was Mrs. Georgia. she uses it. We taught her how to use chat, and she fired her social media marketer because she got so good at it and it was so easy for her to do it and took almost no time that she fired her social media person.
And she's fairly non-techie.
She's not techie. She's very busy. Right. And she has two small children.
Right.
Okay. And she told me the last time I saw her, she said, "Janet, my friends have said to me, Melissa, how do you produce such good content? They're like, you're a genius." And she said to me, "And I am not going to tell them any differently."
Okay. All right. Well, I guess what we're trying to tell you is that it may seem intimidating, but it really isn't. You can learn it, you can do it, and I promise you, you will love it. You will love it. But you know, you do need to know how to use it, and you don't have to go through the learning process because, to learn yourself, to teach yourself. You know, we're here to give that to you. So
Chat is free. And you can also use the paid version, which is what Esther and I have, and that's only $20 a month. So it's very, very affordable.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about something else. Let's talk about SEO mastery, because this was something that I tried to learn about on my own. It was very, very challenging. So tell us, what does SEO stand for?
So SEO is search engine optimization. And it's all about writing your content in a specific way so that when the search engine bot or a search engine itself comes to your website and scans it, it understands what that page is about, what that article is about. And the way to do that is to understand what words to put on the page, where to put them on the page, and how to format them. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you're writing something on a Word document, you know, you'll go back sometimes and bold something or make a header larger. So that's what I mean by formatting, you know, laying it out in a way so that it, not only is it easy for the user, the reader, to read the information, but it's also informative for the search engine to read it and say, oh, this page is all about aging in place in a two-story house. Okay, so when someone types in phrases related to that, then that page should hopefully come up on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So that's great. Really the basics of SEO.
Yeah. And what are some search engines? Well, tell us what you use.
You mean, well, who would I write? Well, you mostly write for Google because mm-hmm. the majority of people are using Google and they have the most stringent rules. So if you can follow the guidelines, although they're all constantly changing, but if you can follow the guidelines that Google lays out, then you can be found on all other search engines, you know, Bing and Yahoo and AOL and any other, you know, DuckDuckGo, any other search engine. And what mostly you'll find is that when you type in your keyword phrase into Google, maybe you'll show up as number 6 on the list. If you go to Bing, you'll show up as number 1. If you mm-hmm. go to DuckDuckGo, you'll show up as number 3 because each search engine is a separate company and they have their own set of rules of how they rank website pages. But Google is the toughest one. So you can follow them, then the others are fine.
Right. And so now this is a perfect segue to my next question, which is about online marketing tools.
Oh, you mean like RankIQ and those?
Yeah, how do we use online marketing tools to help our SEO?
Yeah, well, you use tools, one, to help you find the keyword phrases that people are typing in. You know, I personally use Ahrefs, but there's Moz, M-O-Z, there's SEM Rush, there's Keywords Everywhere, there's a lot of tools out there that can help you find keyword phrases. Some are very expensive, some are not, and, you know, the expensive ones give you a lot of data, you know, how many times they're typed in and all of that. Now, mind you, all of these numbers are guesstimates, but they're very good guesstimates depending on the company. But yeah, so that's one set of tools is keyword research tools. And then you use other tools like RankIQ that you mentioned, which scans websites for your keyword phrase to find what are the top website, what words do the top websites have that you should have on your page? So there are tools like that. RankIQ is one of the best ones and the most affordable. Then there's also the AI programs that we mentioned, you know, Jasper Chat and Phrase is very good. And then there are other tools that scan the website for schema, which is a code to put on the website to let Google know your company name and your business. And the way I look at schema coding is, remember years ago, you would go to the library and they would have the numbers, you know, of where the books are on each aisle. And that's pretty much what schema is like. It's like a library code of where your website belongs. that's how I think of schema. But anyway, that's getting a little techie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have to bring me back down. So
because I've never heard of schema. So
yeah, schema. It's there. So but my point is that there are a lot of tools available. There's even graphic tools. You know, I use the Midjourney, which is a tool that creates graphics for your website. There's also other places where you can get free stock images like Unsplash and Pexels. And I don't know, are there any others that you use?
Those are the two main ones that I use. But tell us a little bit about Midjourney, because it really is unbelievable what this platform is able to do.
It is. It's another AI program that's come to fruition in the last few months or so, year. And basically, you use it just like you use the other AI programs. You put in a command and you say, you know, I want a photographic image of an elderly man walking up the stairs in his home with a cane. And it will provide you with this beautiful, well, it gives you four beautiful images of what you wanted. And then you can choose them. You can select one and then create different varieties of it. It is amazing. It is an amazing tool, and it's only going to get better and better. And now I know that there's a lot of AI video programs that are coming out, but they're not as good as of yet. But it's a great way to get original images for your website. And the purpose of having original images versus stock images is that Google also indexes not just your content, but your images. And there is a percentage of people that search via images. So your original image is more likely to show up for a search than a stock image. So if you want to be found via images, then you want to try and use original images.
So. Yeah, and something else I want to mention about images is that particularly for professionals that specialize in aging in place, there aren't many images of older people.
That's true.
That's one challenge. So very few images of older people, and also even fewer images of older people that are multi-ethnic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to mention that in your command to Midjourney. Otherwise, it just gives you, you know, it just gives you white people. I don't know why it does that. But, you know, so we have to be conscious of that. And we have to say, no, wait a minute, I'm not getting what I really want. So I have to put that in the command as well. But it's true. Yeah, because we have Spanish pages on our website. And, you know, somebody that looks like they're Scottish, you know, growing up in Chicago, isn't going to go well on the Spanish page for senior care. Yeah. So it's interesting. But yeah.
And it goes back to inclusivity, you know, inclusivity with your marketing messages.
Exactly.
You know, we're all aging in place. It's not just white people aging in place.
That's right.
Not just white people that have money to pay for home modifications.
Yeah.
And I mean, myself, I'm Hispanic. So I, you know, all of that is very obvious to me when there's no one that looks like me in the images. And, we live in Atlanta, and we have the largest Korean population outside of South Korea. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having Asians being represented is important.
Exactly.
Everyone.
Right. I mean, I know the traffic to my website is from all over the world, So I am very conscious of that. And I want to, you know, include that. I want everyone that's coming to this website to know that they are represented in some fashion or format. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, I'm ethnic also, you know, being of Italian, heritage. So I grew up in that. My parents were immigrants themselves. I'm an immigrant. And so I am very aware of that. So you're right. But, you know, all these tools are brand new. They have a long way to go. But at the moment, they're amazing at the moment.
Yeah. So let's wrap it up, Esther. And I just want to mention, you know, why I thought that we would make a great partnership as well. Number one, Esther and I are both workaholics. So so there's no issue with anyone, you know, not holding up their end because
true,
we're always working.
Right. We are.
And so that was one reason. We're both OTs, right? So we right. speak the same language. And then just we were the perfect synergy because I have my experience as an occupational therapist working in home health with many years of home modification. You know, I have the CAP certification. Now I teach the CAP certification for the National Association of Home Builders. And then Esther comes with all of her expertise, not only from her OT background, but then from her extensive years and experience in online marketing. And so we brought these two together and, you know, we said, hey, you're really good at this, at A, B, and C. I'm really good at D, E, and F.
And also when we first met and you were, you know, working with your business and then I said, oh, I can help you with, you know, the online marketing and your website. And we did all that. I think it was very clear to us, like, wait a minute, a lot of people that come for the CAP certification that get into aging in place specialties, they're entrepreneurs and they're starting their business. And, you know, we realized, wait a minute, this is something we can offer to other people in this specialty. Because not only do we speak their aging in place language, if you want to say, but then we can also, you know, show them how to take that language and put it online so people can find them to do what they do best.
Right. Yeah. I think you couldn't have said it better. So if you are interested in reaching out to us, you can visit our website. It's aipmarketingtools.com. Our email, Esther, you created them. Why don't you say what they are?
Well, it's Janet at aipmarketingtools.com or Esther at aipmarketingtools.com. You can email either one of us.
Yes. Or
we're in touch most every day.
Yes. We look at our email all the time. People always thank me for getting back to them quickly.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, honey, I check my, I'm always on my email.
I know.
I see your email right away.
Every second hour, at least, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I got to check that email, right? Because it's a to-do list almost, yeah.
Right. And right. So, and I also want to tell our listeners that I created a group on LinkedIn that's called Aging in Place Professionals Network. And anyone can join, anyone, you know, that is interested in this area. And we have now over 300 group members from all different professional backgrounds that are constantly posting educating us about either webinars that are going on or articles that are going to be educational or maybe legislation that is coming up. So many different valuable resources, and then also gives us an opportunity to network directly with other professionals in the aging in place field.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's such a fascinating field. You know, I was so lucky as an OT to be working in geriatrics and to get into that specialty. And I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah. I am too, Esther. I always say that. I'm just, I always say the day I went to OT, decided to go to OT school, you know, God looked down upon on me and smiled. Because it's true. I am very thankful for all of the opportunities that have come my way since then.
Yep.
That was all the way back in 2006. So, so we are going to just end our show today. Thanking everyone for joining us, listening. Esther and I are going to start a podcast that is going to be ultra focused on online marketing tools. And that the name of that is AIP Marketing Tools. And we are recording our first episode this Friday. So it will be live very, very soon. All of that content is free. So you can access it at any time. And please reach out to us with any questions. Our email, the general email, is aipmarketingtools@gmail.com. You can reach out to us, ask us any questions. We'd be happy to talk to you either through email or on the phone. Esther and I are always available. Remember, I told you guys we're workaholics, so we are always working. We are pretty much always available. Esther, anything else you want to add?
No, I so look forward to doing the podcast and to hearing from our listeners. I can't wait to hear what questions and what information, you know, they need or have. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great venture.
All right, Esther. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. See you later.